American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
It's a little softer than it was, earlier in the year.
That's Warren Zinker. He's a fourth-generation cattleman in North Dakota.
But we've bounced back here a little in the last, few weeks. We've gotten a little better. But, it's a far cry from where we were here a few years ago, that's for sure.
Yes, we have had better cattle prices, and we take it when we have it. And, of course, we can keep the export strong. Maybe they'll come back.
And that's the big thing. We can get our export market, continue to stay strong. And, get the NAFTA, get that trade under control and the trade with the Chinese, negotiate. We're going to be in good shape.
And speaking of NAFTA, we asked Zinker what he thinks about President Trump's negotiation on NAFTA.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to. Trump's a businessman. I don't think he's going to completely kill it. I think he knows that would be devastating for agricultural community. So I think he's going to, he's going to do what he has to. Like I said, he's a businessman, just like people who are concerned with the Chinese and in our soybean market. I mean, right, China has already bought 94% of the beans from the United States. So if you're going to go into a trade war with China on the soybean market, now is the time to do it when there's only 6% left to sell to them. And that's where I'm thinking, I'm hoping by harvest time, that we'll all be taken care of and, we'll have this stuff all ironed out.
And we asked Zinker long-term, short-term, how are things looking there in North Dakota for the cattlemen?
Yeah, we're just, like I said, been blessed with some moisture. Grass was green, and, we're hoping that, we'll continue to get a little moisture and our crops will grow, and, we're just moving forward.
That's Warren Zinker, a fourth-generation cattleman in North Dakota. And updated news on the cattle prices. It's mid-June, and the cattle feeding industry is in peak supply. But so far, large supplies have not been bearish. It's really the other way. Very good. Instead, the supply chain expanded to accommodate the largest fed cattle supply for June in 7 years. It's not really a stretch to say that the supply increase has been welcomed by packers and end users and resulted in record margins. Goodwill from the cattle industry. The Oklahoma Beef Council recently brought beef for lunch to a local homeless shelter, serving those in need some delicious steak sandwiches, showing that the beef community cares. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.